The kingdom was in an uproar. 15 knights had come from a faraway land. They'd come from across the sea, and they were going to take over the kingdom. Well, the king knew he didn't have an army that could fight these men, these giants. And word went out all through the kingdom, if anyone who would come and fight and challenge these knights, there would be a great reward. Well, nobody came forward. And word spread way back into the countryside, way up into the hills, and high, high up in the mountains lived Kate. Now Kate lived in the mountains by herself, and she spent all her time running up and down the hillsides as fast as she could, and the thing that she loved to do is she loved to dance. And any time that there was a party, she would be there and she would dance for hours and hours and hours and hours. And no one could dance longer or better than Kate. Well, when Kate heard that the king needed someone to challenge the knights, she had an idea. She got her belongings together and set off down the mountain. She arrived at the castle gates and she said, I wish to see the king. I've come to challenge the knights. You're going to do what? Sure, kid. And they let her in. She came to the great council chamber, and there stood along the wall the 15 knights. They were bigger than she had ever imagined. They were giants. And the king sat in his throne. The king was trembling. The king was frightened. You see, the king had a great strong treasure chest hidden away. Kate stepped forward and she said, Your Majesty, these knights will challenge anyone? And the king said yes. And the knights said yes. She said, Then I will challenge those knights. And the room first was hushed in silence, and then laughter broke out. You girl, what can you do? She said, If I win, what do I get? And the king said, You will have enough land that it will take 15 teams of horses and plows to farm it. You will have a great house. You will have your own mill to grind the flour. And you may marry the best knight in all of my kingdom. Well, Kate looked at the king and thought, Huh! Enough land for 15 plows, my own house, a mill? That's nothing. And besides, I'm too little to get married anyway. I'll pick my own prize if I win, if you please. The king looked at her and said, All right. No one else had stepped forward. What was he to do? Well, Kate turned and looked at those 15 great warriors, and she said, May I choose our competition? And they looked down at her and said, All right. Well, Kate said, Bring in the musicians. And they did. And she said, I challenge you to dance, and we will dance until one of us drops from exhaustion. And she walked up and took the hand of the first great knight and walked onto the floor. And the musicians began to play, and they danced and danced and danced. And for hours and hours they danced until that great knight dropped to the floor with exhaustion. And Kate continued to dance. She took the next knight, and they danced and danced and danced until he dropped. And again and again and again she went through every one of those knights. She danced and never stopped. At last, the 15th knight stood there, and he unbuckled his silver sword. He took off his armor. He said, This girl will not beat me. And they danced and danced and danced, and the music played. Musicians came and went over the time, and they danced for 3 days straight, those two, until finally the last knight collapsed in exhaustion. And it was Kate who walked up to the king and said, Your Majesty, come take a walk with me, please. And so it was. Kate took as her prize everything the 15 knights had owned. She took the entire kingdom, and she took the silver sword to hang over her mantle. And those 15 lords that came down so sure of themselves, and that high king who had the great treasures, they all went off in rags that day.